Stand up.
Well, in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the team to playoffs. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilo. Doom crew get more love than free throws. Coach Ali, ball out of respect. Wap City on mine, and we go for the next.
Sit up on the block, on the corner and post. I'm the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilo, still on the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how we play. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.
Yeah, man. Once again, it's on, man. Yes, it's your boy, Coach Ali. It's Wednesday, man. West Coast, West Side, Wednesday, man. 6-3-2020, man. And I'm excited today. I got a special guest, Trey Chaney. Mr. Trey Chaney will be in the building from The Wire. You know what I mean? Souls and Sinners, actor, rapper, performer. It's going down, man. So I'm really excited to have him in the Coach's Corner today, man. So y'all tap in, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. That's what we doing, man. We call in plays. X's and O's and execution. It's all on how you run them. You feel me? Also, we're going to be talking about the current events, what's going on, COVID-19, the George Floyd situation, and see if we can find out an update if those other officers are going to be officially charged. And things of that nature. So y'all sit back and enjoy the show. I'm your man, Coach Ali, and we call them plays, X's and O's, and execution. It's all on how you run them, man. And with that being said, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get this thing started. This is my man, Decades. This one's called Vibing. You feel me? Good vibes. Run a play.
Real Mac for the cheddar, no one could do it better. Bust like Berettas, never let up. When they fed up, they asked for a head up. Where I'm from, niggas get ignorant and dumb. Rumba bum bum, beat your ass like a drum. I'm all about funds, large quantity and sums. I need the whole loaf, not crumbs. Otherwise, vibes change when I come. I act a little slicker off of malt liquor. You know I practice pimping like Don Bishop. Pull up to the potty like what's goody. Got my whole crew in black hoodies. See, I hit my little homie, told him let's ride. He replied, if I'm with you, nigga, let's ride. But a danger got a banger on my left side. So if you tell me to pull up, no, I
just
might.
Right now I'm just vibing. 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 Right now I'm just vibing.
If you wanna go get it, hustle for it and know it's no limit. The women, the cars, the clothes, the pendant, it's all splendid. But if you ain't got enough, don't spend it. Don't choke when you tryna stay afloat, nigga. Mess around, get tossed off the boat, nigga.
Be careful of snakes and gold diggers. I'm just tryna make it, pivot like I'm supposed to. I could count on one hand the women that I've been close to. Everybody depending on me, I feel like Goku. They say that they love me, but promise they fake it tofu. What you been doing? Getting it. Everything in my bank account, flipping it. Riding in the ghost, whipping it. When the music loud, the vibe feel different.
Right now I'm just vibing. Right now I'm just vibing. Right now I'm just vibing.
Big boss, puffin' cigars in the loft. Tank top, gold cross. My life a real movie. When floozies see me, they get choosy. Wanna jump in a jacuzzi with little Decca, cause she know that I love her, not disrespect her. I'll never neglect her, only protect her. Out here in my sector, you know I get them checks like a checkup. Beat bang, not your head from your neck up. Enemies make me put the tech up from the Mecca. Broadcasting live it. Me,
right now I'm just vibing. Right now I'm just vibing. Right now I'm just vibing. Right now I'm just vibing.
Yeah, that was brand new music right there, man. Brand new music with my man Decades, man. You know what I'm saying? Inside the Coach's Corner, man. That one's called Vibing, man. And we on a vibe right now with this George Floyd situation. I think the whole state on a vibe. You feel me? Straight up. Whole United States is on the vibe, man. Hey, us as African Americans, I want to say this, man. The whole world is watching us, man. So, you know, we got to make sure that we represent and make this thing right, man. You know what I mean? They watching us. They watching for the results. You feel me? So, you know, we got to make sure we get the results, man. Hey, and I got a special guest. Trey Cheney will be in the building in about 15, 20 minutes. You feel me? I had to get him ready. You feel me? And, you know, let him get vibe. You know, let him get in his right vibe. Let him get in the right zone. You know what I mean? He only got a couple minutes he can spare with me, but I'm going to try to squeeze. You know, I like to talk, so I'm going to try to squeeze, have a good conversation with the brother and build and see if we can get to some of these solutions, at least throw some ideas out there, you know what I mean, about what's going on, you know, because we all been through it. You know what I mean? Like I said earlier, it ain't that America don't know what the disease is. They know what it is. It's been diagnosed. America just is afraid to operate on it, man. And it's time for operation, man. True story. Last night, I work at a hotel. I can't say the brand, you feel me, because they're not paying me to promote them. But at the same time, it's a brand new hotel. They just built it. And so because it's new, it's off the freeway. It's off one of the back expressways to get to the suburbs, so to speak. And so lately, they've been having some break-ins. We got some you know, employee, different contractors coming to stay with us and things of that nature. And some of these guys, you know, they drink and they have fun because they single and they working and they stand in the hotel room, but they forget to lock their cars, man. And it ain't like there's broken glass. I mean, there has been some broken glass, but last night it wasn't no broken glass. It was straight. They left the cars unlocked and somebody went through all their shit and threw all their shit. So I was forced to call the police and make a report. You feel me? So I asked the officer, I said, how's it going out there? You know, we struck a conversation and we got to talking about the protests and the police told me straight up. She said that she's with the protest. She's with the, you know, freedom of speech, the nonviolent protest. And then, you know, so we talked about the agitators and I said, well, do you think those are actually the protesters? And she said, I'm going to tell you straight up. They're not. She goes, we've arrested several people and they're being paid. They go online and they get paid to go to these marches. So when we gather together in groups, you know, when you put it on Instagram and Facebook thinking it's a group thing and everybody that's in your Facebook group is thinking like you, you're being fooled, man. You got some perpetrators who get paid to come join your group and then fuck up what you got going on. So that's what we see. You know what I'm saying? They fucking up shit. But at the same time, I mean, no excuse for the senseless killings as well, you know. My man Nate Deck posted, what'd he say? It was supposed to be a protest, not a robbery. And then he said it was supposed to be an arrest and not a killing. So, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, but shit, you know, at least it's getting the attention that it deserves. You know what I'm saying? Now that we got the attention, you know what I mean? Let's show them how smart we are. Let's show them that we are gods and kings. And put together our demands and plays, and let's walk this out. Let's not ask for something that we can't handle. You know what I mean? Because God gonna give you everything you ask for. Believe that. You know what I mean? So that's what we got to do as the people. We got to do it through all 50 states. We got to come together collectively. We got to vote, and we got to make sure we put the people in position that's gonna represent us with the power. Straight up, man. So yeah, y'all sit back, man. Relax. I got my man. Trey Cheney would be in the building, you know what I mean, from The Wire, you know what I mean? So it's going down, man, you know what I mean, inside the Coach's Corner, man. I really don't know how to share the live feeds, bro, so if y'all can do that, I really do appreciate that, you know what I mean, because I'm kind of new to this shit, man. What can I say? I can't even front. I'm kind of new to how this all works out, man, and then they be switching it up so much, you feel me? So, you know. We just going to keep this thing going. Y'all inside the Coach's Corner. I'm your man, Coach Ali. This is your home of independent hip-hop live interviews. Brand new music and more every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, man. 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And y'all sit back, man. Sit tight, man. I got my man, Trey Cheney, coming up, man. Trey, Chaney, man. Excuse me, man. I ain't got no teeth, y'all. So if I fuck up the words, it's because I ain't got no teeth. DJ Raleigh D in the building, man. I appreciate you, man. Right now, this is Cam. Drama. Because that's what we're dealing with, y'all. A whole lot of drama.
Fuck, duck down, niggas is shooting. And I can't go out like Sir Isaac Newton. Catch a stray one, cause from day one I've been escaping. So I figure I'm due for a yellow taping. But it ain't today, thank God. So I kiss my mother and count my bank wide. And then it's back to the war zone. In Southern California, you got to get yours on. A real East Side story. I'm talking Compton and Watts, but thine is the glory. A tale of two cities where it's non-stop drama. Not the Apollo joint, but from the Hollow Point blank. I sleep to the sound of a siren. The shit is so tiring. And other nights I can't even crash without the same fucking mutt turning over my trash. It's just drama. One time got my street blocked off and I wonder what's popping. But I ain't stopping from what it looked like an officer got smoked. And most likely it's from some shit he provoked. But regardless, the police is kicking up dust. So now it's like in Glock we trust. And everybody in my hood is suspect. But ain't nobody snitching, so what's next? They try to break the unit. Make an example of a nigga to frighten the whole community. To put out an all-point bulletin on cam. And what's up? Goddamn. Ain't nobody said a word. But now somehow I'm under the ghetto bird. On a high-speed chase. The right time in the wrong place. I caught drama. It's just too much drama. I just heard about the homie. That's fucked up. Give my condolences to the family for me. Cause I know they took it hard. The shit caught us all off guard. That was my dog. He ain't never meant no harm. I went and got his name tattooed on my forearm. Right after the funeral. God damn, that's two in a row. Homeboys out and lost the gang violence. And I ain't been able to smile since. I know everything happened for a reason. But now the blood in my veins is freezing. Ain't no more feelings left. I'm cold hearted. I wasn't dearly but nearly departed. So I know I got a purpose. But LA is like a circus. It's too much drama. It's just too much drama. So another day, another dirty dollar. Like Marvin Gaye, sometimes it make me wanna holler. While I try to make a living, I'm giving you P-O-N-T-H-E, USA, hey. So how much for the ski mask? Ain't none of your business what it's for, so don't even ask. Cause America is on the fall. It's every man for himself and God for us all. And actions speak louder than words. From what I hear, the Mexicans got the birds. I see them putting up stores. I say it's time I kick in some copper doors and play Robin Hood. I've been good too long. Taking this shit, you can't expect me not to do wrong. So the stage is set for an Academy Award. And oh my lord. It's just too much drama. It's just drama. Much drama.
More drama. More drama.
More drama. It's just drama.
A whole lot of motherfucking drama, man. Hey, that was like 1995 shit, man. 1996, man. You know what I'm saying? Cam, drama. Who would have known, man, that we still going through the drama, man? It's your boy, Coach Ali. This is the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music and more every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? And right now I got a special guest, Trey Chaney from The Wire, Souls and Sinners. You know what I'm saying? He will be tapping in. So I'm going to play one of his joints You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to tap in. Not only is he an actor, he's a hip-hop artist and an activist, man. And Father's Day is every day. You feel me? That's one of his movements, and we're going to talk about that, too. So y'all sit tight. It's going down inside the Culture's Corner, man. DJ Derek B, Rich Tycoon, TAC Cody Young, man, Pizzo. I see y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for tapping in with me, man. Hey, y'all sit tight. Don't go nowhere. This is Trey Channing, man. You know what I'm talking about? This one's called One of a Kind. Nah. I'm going to play. You think you know. This one's really spiritual. I like this one. This one's hard, man. Run a play. Because sometimes y'all think y'all know a motherfucker, but y'all just don't know. Run a play. I'm feeling this joint.
Hey, man. So what's up? You all right? What's the problem?
What up? What happened?
Bro, like I told you on the phone, I'm broke. I don't got no bread. Nothing ain't going right. My rent due. I got to get my son's school clothes. Wifey complaining, man. She can't find a job. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, she must be desperate if you need calling me for something.
I mean, I know it's a lick. I could put you onto a lick over here, some little herbs right here. It's easy.
I don't know about that, man. I mean, I ain't never...
Nah, check it out. I was going to do it myself. It was probably just a couple stacks. Real easy. You know, they from out of town. They just hanging out over here. But, I was going to do it myself, but, you know, since you need it like that, man, I could pass that on to you, no problem.
But what if they strapped?
Hold on. Hand me that piece. Good look. Look.
And you got responsibilities. You got a boy that you got to take care of, man. You better go get that money.
I'm sitting back reminiscing, thinking about everything that comes with this business. Money so evil, got your own homies trying to turn against you. Crabs in the barrel need to get from around me. Before I pop the trunk, make them get from around me. Situation got me talking crazy, but this reality, so it's better to face it. Pressure bust pipes, that's a true statement. So I'm applying pressure as I hit the pavement. Trying to make a dollar out of 15. If you a hustler, you understand what I mean. Everything I do represents thorough. Never a follower, a true leader in this world. You think you know? You have no idea. This is the story of my career. In my career, it wasn't easy. I shed tears for different reasons. Understanding life, the true meaning. Every day I struggle with these feelings. The feeling of being broke was never a good joke. The resort is smoke in the air. I'm trying to face my fears, been coping with situations that's occurring in my career. It seems like everywhere I go, all these haters be crowded around for a show, but I'ma give it to them each and every day. I'ma win. This is the story of a true champion. Success got a lot of perks. It also brings a lot of hurt. Imagine putting $3 in your gas tank. Then you wonder why I'm contemplating robbing banks. The struggle got me going crazy. Determined to find a way out my mama's basement. I'm a grown man with a wife and kids. They depending on me, so I can never slip. I gotta get a grip, I gotta think fast. My life is a driver that's about to crash. Looking back on my career really makes me mad. I always had it, but I never had. Just because you see me on your TV doesn't mean that I could buy myself a flat screen. You think you know? You have no idea. This is the story of my career. In my career, it wasn't easy. I shed tears for different reasons. Understanding life, the truth amazing. Every day I struggle with these feelings. The hustle will never stop. Keep giving it all you got. Never let the pressure get to you. Continue to be inspired. I'm praying my motivating thoughts can have a great influence. Career choices that I made.
Man, I had to do them, man. Trey Cheney in the building, man. What's up, brother? God bless you, man. Thank you for taking time out inside the Coach's Corner, man. What's going on with you, brother?
I'm on this press tour right now, man. You know, the Wire just turned 18 years old.
Yeah.
So it's the Wire 18th year anniversary, and I put out, you know, this tribute video, me along with my partner, Wise Mind Film. We put this thing out, man, and it's been blowing up. So I've been doing a lot of press, man, but I definitely, I'm glad that, you know, me and you were able to make this happen and make this work. And I appreciate the love, man, on playing You Think You Know. You know, that's the record that I wrote, you know, on my last album. It's called Same, strictly about music. Yeah, man, that's what the album represents. It represents strictly about music. It represents real-time music, good feel vibes music, and I'm glad to still be in the business, man, as an actor and as a hip-hop artist, you know, really just pushing the culture forward.
Man, that's dope, man. I appreciate your contribution to it, man. You know what I'm saying? I was reading the bio, and it said you started acting and performing since you was 4 years old, and I was like, damn, I didn't know I can put them living room performances on my show, you know what I'm saying? Like on my bio, you know what I mean? What mama used to say, come outside and perform in front of everybody. That's what's up, bro.
For real, man. Yeah, man, started, you know, I'm from Fallsville, Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C. So I rep D.C., I rep DMV, and yeah, at a young age, man, I started performing as a hip-hop artist, dancing, and that continued for a number of years until I want to say about age 17, 18 was when I was discovered in D.C. at this venue called the Lincoln Theater.
Okay.
And, you know, this woman by the name of Linda Townsend, she's a manager for only actors and actresses. She was like, yo, have you ever thought about acting? And acting was always something that I wanted to do.
Right.
But at the time, you know, the music and the games, that was taking over a little bit of my career. And, you know, the first audition, first job she ever submitted me for that I booked was The Wire.
Wow.
You know, a lot of people don't know that. You know, so my first time auditioning, you know, being in front of the casting director, it was The Wire.
Wow.
Audition with you 18 years later. But The Wire's 18, you know, so I really didn't know back then that I was going to be a part of a historical television
man
show, such as The Wire.
I mean, because that was big. I mean, I remember when it came out, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, okay, that's how them dudes is getting down over there. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm from California, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, if you haven't traveled outside of California, y'all brought a real view, you know what I'm saying? Like a real grimy look, you know what I'm saying? So what the fuck,
man,
life
is
like.
Shout out to Cali, man. Shout out to everybody in the Bay, man. Shout out to everybody, man, in L.A. I mean, all over, man, because every time I come to Cali, it's always love. You know, the whole Diz Nation, man. Shout out to Mac Dre.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Like that whole clique, man. I'm really... I got love for each and every last one of those guys out there, so it's all love.
That's big. That's big. Hey, that's big because I'm from Vallejo. So by you even, so when you said that, you know what I'm saying, I'm from Vallejo, then I moved to Fairfield, which is Solano County. It's all 707. So you know that's where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? And
man, that's great. My man Kilo Kirk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My man Julio.
Hold on. You want Kilo that wears hat like this?
Yeah. you know I'm supposed to, whenever it gets down to what we got to do, I'm supposed to play Kilo.
Oh, that's dope.
In a special film or television show. So we're just waiting for, you know, the ink to dry and everything to get situated. But Coolio, you know what I'm saying, Kilo, Kirk, man, all those cats, man, out there. I came out there a couple years ago. And they really embraced me, man. And I'm telling you, man, a lot of, you know, what I patterned some of my music behind is what, you know, Mac Dre has done for the culture and just everything. Like I said, the Bay is, you know, I consider that another home, you know, whenever I come out here.
That's dope. That's dope. That's real dope. Because you naming all my big homies. I mean, Jay Diggs, Coolio the Underdog, Kilo Kirk, Dante, you know what I'm saying? What's his name just came home? Lott, Michael Lott.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm smoking too much weed right now, but you, he's on all Mac Dre versus, what'd he say? North, what's really? Pass me the squirter run, dang. You know what I mean? Yeah, Cuddy Home, you know what I'm saying? Free Beijing, so you know. Man. Yeah, yeah, that's dope. How does it feel being part of something so influential like The Wire? Because, I mean, that was like, that's bigger than The Sopranos to me, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You know, it's so crazy with the times that we're living in now.
Right.
The Wire was ahead of its time. And I think I could speak for all of the cast members, but none of us knew that the show was going to be this big. And, but when you think about, you know, racism.
Right.
Police brutality.
Right.
Law enforcement. Media.
Right.
Education. Everything that we're seeing today, every season of The Wire touched on that. And, you know, subconsciously, like, when I think about it, I'm like, oh.
Prophesized.
Yeah, not even realizing that I was a part of almost what I'm seeing now.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, man, this is crazy, man. All we can do at this time, though, as black men, man, is really strategize, though.
Mm-hmm.
We got to strategize and we can't move off of emotion.
Right.
You know, because when you move off of emotion, whatever moves you make, whatever work you're trying to get done, when you're emotional, it never works.
Right.
You know, so it's time to really seriously, like, strategize and plan and understand what we're all up against, you know.
And put it into action.
Action. I say that a lot because I have a fear brain, a teacher brain called fear. And the F stands for faith, for energy. The H stands for action. You know what I'm saying? And the R stands for repeat. So it's almost like you got to take action for whatever it is
mm-hmm.
that you're going for. If it's no action, it's no revolution.
Right.
Which equals change. Revolution equals change.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing. That's what revolution means. It means change. So if you're not taking action, you're not going to see no type of change.
Right.
I mean, it's straight up and down.
Right. The math is simple. 1 + 1 = 2.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? No matter what country you go to, 1 + 1 = 2. You know what I'm saying? It's like boxing. You know what I'm saying? Boxing is the same. No matter what country, a jab is a jab and a right hand is a right hand. They're going to say 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. I mean, so I don't care where you go. You know what I'm saying? If you don't learn the fundamentals, you know, you're going to get in there and get whooped. It's just... I like that Father's Day is every day, man. Tap in on that real quick before, you know what I'm saying? I know your time is limited, so.
It's all good, bro. Every day is Father's Day is my kind of community to continue to step up for their families, continue to be there for their kids. And I've been doing this work, man, for over 8 to 10 years. You know, my first video that aired on 106 and Park BET
mm-hmm.
was called Fatherhood. That aired in 2012. You know, so I've been putting out positive images because there's so many negative images when it comes to black fathers.
Yes, sir.
You know, not being there for our kids or deadbeat dads or we ain't getting along with the child's mother.
Right.
But at the same time, the only way that the fans were going to, you know, be able to identify with me musically was if I gave them my truth.
Right.
And the truth about me is I grew up with my dad. You know, I grew up with my mom and dad. I've seen, you know, positive black men. I've seen examples of them. My grandfather, they knew how to take care of their women. They knew how to provide for their families. They knew
right.
how to take care of a household. So for me, it's like, look, I'm going to put this image out because this is what I've seen.
Right.
It is a difference between, you know, what everybody will say, man, I ain't grew up with a father. I understand that. But at the same time, everybody didn't travel down that road. You know, so I'm giving the people, you know, my interpretation of what I've seen and how it looks and how positive it can be.
And there's nothing wrong with that because that needs to be an equal balance. You know what I mean? We got too many images of us not being around. You know what I'm saying? And if you've seen it and you can share that, you know what I mean? Because, okay, my mom and dad separated when I was 9 and then she got remarried to this guy who played in the bands and stuff. When I was like 11 or 12. So, but in between time, I was in sports. And those dudes, those other coaches, was like my father. You know what I'm saying? And I think hip-hop You know what I'm saying? Hip hop has a lot to do with that too, raising our youth. You know what I'm saying? There's certain images and people grab towards. So when you're putting out them positive images, it gives a kid an opportunity to grab onto that and say, hey, that's something I want to be like. That's something I can do or achieve. You know what I'm saying? Because they've seen it. You know what I'm saying? So I salute you on that, man. Keep up the good, positive work. I was a single father myself. You know what I'm saying? I raised my kids by myself. You know what I'm saying? You know, they went to high school, graduated high school. I was there. So it's kind of like Hindsight 22, like, what's that, Outkast. I was there on the first day of school, and I was there on graduation. So, you know what I'm saying? All that other stuff in between, hey, I ain't even worried about it no more. God bless you. You feel me?
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? That's dope, man. That's dope. Hey, listen, I don't want to take up too much of your time. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say God bless you, man, and keep doing the good work, man. Keep inspiring. You know what I'm saying? You inspiring brothers like me to keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? Not giving up.
Thank you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to shout out my brother, man, THC.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Most definitely.
We got this joint. You know what I'm saying? We got that check the bag record, man. It's really,
okay. Okay.
Well, you know, because I'm doing a lot of features, but, you know, when THC Cobra reached out to me, it was genuine love. You know, when, man, we, you know, after everything clears up with everything that's going on in the world, probably the end of this year, he's going to be coming, you know, to ATL so we can shoot the video for Check the Bag. So
that's dope.
I'm really excited about that, man. Like I said, shout out to my brother, THC Cobra.
I grew up with him.
Really? Yeah, he told.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's one of my big homies. You know what I'm saying?
He got some records, man.
He didn't tell me that, though.
Joe's going to make a big impact. Soon as we really able to really get busy on that road, when we start doing tours and stuff, man, I got to come out there.
Oh, most definitely. I'm in Bakersfield, California right now, so I got a couple venues for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to THC Underrated Records, man. That's my brother from another mother, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
straight. Yeah, straight Moore. A real Moore. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. See, we get down on stuff like that. They used to call me Sharif in high school. You know what I'm saying? From Boys in the Hood. You know, that was like an inside joke. Like Malcolm X, they said, what's up, Malcolm? Because I used to have the Nation of Islam picking me up. You know what I'm saying? Out of the sixth period. You feel me? Because I was in the Nation of Islam. You know what I'm saying? In the 10th grade and stuff like that. So the homies used to clown me because they'd be smoking tree. And that. But I used to be like, no, that's for the white man. No, the white man wanted, you know what I mean? I used to be on some super, you know what I'm saying? And then the world happened to you. You feel me? And you know what I mean? But at the same time, they always showed me love, and they didn't, like, just diss me. And you know, they always let me hang out and come around. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? We got a good, you know, relationship, me in the streets like that. You know what I'm saying? And so that was their thing. You know what I'm saying? I used to sell the bean pies and the shirts in school. Yeah, that's what they used to call me, Ali the Nubian. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was my rap name and everything. Matter of fact, hold on, bro. I come from this era.
That's the era right there. The era right there that I remember, man. And like I said, man, with everything that you're doing, that I'm doing, that, you know, THC Cobra is doing, man, we just got to keep on pushing the culture forward when it comes to hip-hop.
Yes, sir.
Keep on, you know, speaking on these type of topics, man, they really don't get a lot of airplay, but at the same time, people like us are tapped in, and we understand.
Yes, sir.
You know, so, yeah, I appreciate everything, man, that you got going on, man. And anytime, you know, that I can get on here and talk about what I got going on, man.
Man, you're more than welcome. You got a second home, man. You know what I'm saying? This your home, man. This is the coach's corner, man. We on the corner like we used to be. Like Pooh, you know we used to be on the corner, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Well, we was getting it on the corner, man. It's the coach's corner, man. It's my whole block, man. So we can get it, man. We get all the money right here, man. You know what I mean?
That's a fact, brother. That's a fact. I appreciate that.
Man, well, you be safe out there. God bless you and your family. Keep being the king that you are, and keep sharing the love. And I know you ain't going to let nobody push you off your square, so I ain't even got to say that. What's understood don't have to be explained, my guy.
Yeah, respect, brother, vice versa to you, man. Thank you, man, for everything.
And you're welcome. You're more than welcome. Like I said, anytime, man. Hey, now I'm supposed to let them know that you're one of a kind. You feel me? Man, one of a kind. You feel me? I'm gonna play.
Girl, strip. Take them Vicky secrets off now. Show us how you really get down. Bust it for me, baby, wide open. Show them you the baddest, better own it. Got a couple racks in my pocket, yeah. Got that pistol on them, kicks a nigga, got a problem. But we ain't here for that, we just here to catch a vibe. Throw a couple hundreds, only limit is the sky. Tennessee got me really gone, out my mind. I'm a thorough DC nigga, one of a kind. Gucci down, dapper damn fly.
Rolls Royce truck, time to go for a ride.
Laid on my grind, now I'm back up in the building. Couple movies, TV shows, bank account just hit a million. Living legend, I'm a gift. Every day for me is Christmas. Take you on a journey with me, I can show you how to get it. Everything I rap about, best believe I really live it. I don't just do it for clout, I got real kiddies with me. All my real ladies feel me, I can see it crystal clear. Cheney vision over here, this the anthem of the year.
Touche got me really gone out my mind. All my thorough New York niggas, one of a kind. Gucci down, dapper damn fly.
Lamborghini truck, time to go for a ride.
Ain't no competition when you dealing with a goat. I could bet 100,000, you don't really want to smoke. I done leveled up the bag, now it's 20 grand a show. If you want a feature, it's gonna cost you double 20 more. Got the merchandise jumping off my website, trapping. All these rappers say they gangsta, steady line, steady capping. I've been lit since 81, hustle hard, made it happen. I ain't just rapping for fun, I'm coming for number one.
Ciroc got me lit, really gone, out my mind. All my thorough ATL niggas, one of a kind. Gucci down, dapper damn fly.
Bentley truck, now it's time to go for a ride.
My presence really speaks for itself.
That's a fact.
I could care less about anybody else.
Oh, shit, nigga.
Pinky ring shining like a dime. Balling on you suckers like my name LeBron. I ain't going back and forth with niggas. My only focus is a money making mission. Bet on myself, I'm officially in business. In the making is what you witnessing.
Patron got me lit, really gone out my mind. On my thorough California niggas, one of a kind. Gucci down, dapper damn fly.
The interview right there inside the Coach's Corner, man. You know what I mean? Hey, it's your boy, Coach Ali, and this is what we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, man. Your home of independent hip-hop live interviews, brand new music and more, man. You know what I mean? Putting the thing in rotation on the station, taking over the nation, man. Let me know what's going on, man. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, you know, Instagram being the Instagram police, you know what I'm saying? And they then kicked it off. So when this is over, you can't watch it on the Coach TV. You can't do none of that shit, man. So y'all get that Instagram for me. Holla at them, man. You know what I'm talking about? They killing a black man. Like it got, they killing my show. You feel me? Like right on the street in front of everybody. You feel me? That's what they doing. So y'all can't go back and listen to that good game. You know what I'm saying? Trey was talking about how he got love, how he messed with the nation and THC Coleon and dropping them good jewels, man. We had a good conversation, man. And he will be back in the near future, so y'all stay tapped in with that, man. But right about now, I got some more music, man. We're going to ride out, you know what I'm saying, to some more music, man. You know what I mean? That's what we're going to do, man. Hey, this is Jay Style, and it's off that King of the Curb, man. You know what I mean? Run a play.
Miss brothers, I don't really have fun without them. I'm from the hood, know I'm blessed, all this money I'm counting. I give her a head, now she know it's time to bounce. I can't relate to these niggas, they never throw the ounce. Chopped in front of my stomach, kangaroo pouch. Sometimes I can't even believe I made it out. I'd be a billionaire if I was from the south. She want fun, I put a pill on her tongue. We gon' keep it cordial when we done. I be trapping, gotta get back to my young. Never let a bitch play me like George Young. I keep my aroma, look my mom from the corner. Never fall for the Dorsey and Ramona. Catch me hustling by myself, I'm a loner. Put some change on your head, disrespect me, you a boner. Still a type of nigga, make sure you straight in the morning. Yeah, I got it, but I don't flaunt it. Niggas on my team, fuck with me, they had to dump me. Sometimes I need some weed with my mind roaming. Respectable woman, watching Conan O'Brien. I'ma get up in the middle of that pussy crying. She gon' make me tacos, cause that chicken frying. I'm just out here trying to live while our youth dying. About the balance in my life, that's a silver lining. Never graduated from a climbing, but a nigga never stopped climbing. My mama told me pressure make diamonds. Y'all be believing these niggas and they be straight lying. I say books for shows, I'm airplane flying. Why would I worry about a man when I'm a fucking lion? King of the jungle with the biggest bundle. Still ballin' on you niggas, I ain't never fumble. I give game real rap, I don't never mumble. Shout up you niggas, but I'm still humble. Still a step up in the club and do my 1-2. They gon' roll a red carpet out when I come through. I'ma spend a lot of money, bitch, you ride it on. Play with me, shoot up your truck like a young dog. Got a pretty smile, but I ain't nothing soft. I'm running to build to be the fucking boss. You can take before the paper, then you hella lost. I'm old now, nigga, I don't even wanna floss. I spend all of my time with Joe Vine and Cross. I know the real you, nigga, knock it off. Cyrus Phillips, niggas get it popping like a model dog. I can teach you how to Minnesota with the raw. Or I could break my left hand on your fucking jaw. Or I could just go back to jealous dog. I can kick and you niggas move slower than a sloth. The fabric I'm cut from, they ran out the cloth. Jump on your bitch head like I'm Randy Moss. She couldn't afford this dick, I let her suck me off. Patronin' lemonade, no puff, sir. Pushing this foreign, blowing on good herb. They made me a gangster, I wanted to be a nerd. Now I'm the fucking king of the curb. Now I'm the 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 king of the curb.
Throw the windows down, let it open, smoke it. We gon' throw a body in the ocean, no shit. Everybody silent, we don't know shit, no
shit. Yeah. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m., man. That was Jay Silent, king of the curve, man. I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Fab, man, Fabby Davis Jr., man, you know what I mean? But, you know, I know it takes a whole lot sometimes, man. I really do believe that certain people is put on this earth for big things. And that dude, he's someone special, man. God, you know what I'm saying, was able to use him to speak to the masses, man, and say some of the right things. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to commend that brother for having the courage to get out there and using you know, his platform, you know what I mean? Shout out, his mama birthed the nigga, his name is Stan, man, but, you know, y'all know him as Mr. Fab, man, you know what I mean? And I just want to give the brother his roses and his shots out, you know what I'm saying, before he go, man, and, you know, I stand in solidarity with that brother and what he got going on in the Dope Era movement. That's why you see me, you know, rocking the clothes and the gear and things, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's one that is aware. You know, some of these artists aren't aware of their platform and the power that they have. And I'm glad that he's tapped in with the higher power and he's able to be the voice for the youth out in Oakland and kind of guide what's going on, man. So it took a lot of courage and took a lot of leadership. But that's what hip hop's about, man. If y'all don't know nothing about hip hop, that's what we do every day. But right now, everything's being televised and being captured. And so I thank God for that and that it was captured and that it was shared. And we got to, you know, experience that even if we wasn't there, man. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Mr. Fab, man, the Dope Era Clothing and the Dope Era Movement, man. God bless y'all. Keep doing your thing out there, you know what I mean, for everybody out there in Oakland and the whole Bay Area, man. y'all ain't seen it, man, go to his page, tap in. You know what I mean? It's real powerful, man. You know what I mean? Just coming from the heart, man. And that's what we need more of. You know what I'm saying? Everybody sometimes, you know, hides behind facades and things, because that's what the world taught us, especially as men, to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got to be tough. You know what I mean? We got to be a certain way. You know what I mean? So shout out to that man for being a man. You know what I mean? For stepping out as a man. Hey, right now, I got some more music, man, for y'all, man. This is a dude named Richie Evans. He's going to be on the show in the near future. This one's called Purge. Run and play.
Olympic!
Starting underground ain't easy. Rising to the top, still reaching. Even when you felt defeated, you know you ain't, know you ain't. You found the one to match your vision. Now to make it out so we can dominate, dominate.
You already know what it is, man. You man Rich. Go, yeah. Time to get busy. Only name mentioned with mine is Kendrick and Nipsey.
Young Richie.
I've been here to bless the booth, even through uneasy times, considered recession-proof. Cities under siege and quarantine from Corona, trying to move product from Arizona to Florida. Dealing with the government crises and the lockdown, conspiracy theorists from Donald Trump and the Rothschild. We live in some fucked up times by any means. Not gonna let them fuck up mine. I'm 10 toes down and holding my pivot, ready to die for the breath that I'm giving. I'm living, yeah.
Starting underground ain't easy. Rising to the top, still reaching. Even when you felt defeated, you know you ain't, know you ain't. You found the one to match your vision. Now to make it out so we can dominate.
Don't wait till I'm gone to say that I'm great. Never needed your love, you showed it too late. Never defeated, hustle determines my fate. For the niggas that's from the bottom, I know they relay. Either dying a legend or you just dying alone. Will I make it or fail? At least I tried on my own. If I fall, I'ma get up, then I'm right back on the road. I ride for my niggas, whether they right or they wrong. How could they never believe? I'm not no regular nigga, can't let them see if I bleed. My shit ain't regular nigga, I'm something special nigga. Blood of a running slave, heart of a rising king. Spirit I never betray, hey!
You already know what it is, nigga. 21 gun salute. We live by, we die by it. Rich.
Man, I know y'all respected it, man. These artists are giving me this shit, Instagram, so fuck y'all, man. Stop shooting me this shit, man. You know what I mean? I know these motherfuckers, man. Y'all didn't just see Trey Chaney on this motherfucker. He was just right here, live in the fucking feed, and that's why I played his music. So y'all stop sending me the shit. You feel me? Acting like the goddamn Instagram police and shit, trying to kill a nigga show, man. You feel me? Hey, if they can't kill you on the street, they try to impersonate and assassinate your character, man. You got to guard your character and guard everything we do, people, man. It's something going on, man. You know, feel me? Hey, you know, they done declared, you know what I mean? They done declared, you know what? They done did some shit, man. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? We just going to keep striving, man. You know what I mean? That's all we can do by any means necessary. You feel me? That's real. Come to that point, man. Like I was saying earlier in the show, man, I work at a hotel, man, and some things happened where some cars got broken into and I had to call the police, man. And you know, that's something that we don't do, but I was working and you know what I mean? Yeah, that's what they keep saying. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna put that on there so they can stop. But I do got the rights, though. But anyway, you feel me? I hear you. You got to play with, you gotta manipulate the system. But anyway, me and the Roller was having a conversation, so we got to talking because, you know, I'm curious. I said, so how y'all doing out there? You feel me? With everything that's going on. They said, yeah, we got a pandemic and stuff. I said, so how y'all dealing with the protesters and stuff? And then they was like, yeah, then we got some people that's, I said, what the lady tell me? She said she agreed with the protest. She agreed with the freedom of speech and the nonviolent protests. You know, she said, that's American. But then you got some agitators. And I said, yeah, you know, that's because of the internet. You know what I mean? And so, and she said, yeah, that's true, because out of all the arrests that we made, all the agitators are getting paid. She said they're getting paid on the internet. You know what I mean? So they got these groups, you know what I'm saying? That so when y'all posting, like, you know, quote unquote, say Black Lives Matter and we supposed to go meet over here and protest, you got them people that don't like Black Lives Matter going, okay, y'all going over there, we supposed to go over there and fuck shit up and y'all gonna get the blame for it. That's what's happening, man. So, you know, it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't, man. And so, yeah, that's what's going on, man. We inside the Coach's Corner. I'm your man, Coach Ali, man. Trey Chaney was in the building, man, dropping jewels, talking about his relationship with California, this nation. You know what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned, man. Stay tapped in, man. Calling plays. This is what we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know what it is. It's your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, and more. Hey, right about now, I got some music for y'all. We're going to throw this one back real quick. You know what I'm saying? My man, Ascari X. Run and play.
Yo, little brother, what you want to be when you grow up?
I'm the answer, Ella, huh?
As I rise from the place that my eyes closed for nine, or maybe five, if I was laid on the grid nine, I jumped into the kid's attic and Rizzo to the spot. I carry my design, cause sometimes the spots be hot. I shoot a pig in a second, so I don't have to worry about no slave named Game Tickets. I rode up on the spot, I seen my cousin. I said, I feel I'ma like him just to let him know I love him. I guess I must have lost him, I left him in a dump, cause he couldn't calculate the dialect of a right jump. Black, why act like a gorilla? Not a gorilla from the zoo, but a gorilla that's a born killer. Cheat to the OD, a rope from a low click, giving all crazy to the trip. I know I lie in a person, a master while I see control the whole show. Come down, see the go. The last of glorious messenger, the honorable Elijah Muhammad, played the role of Moses in the scripture. Last but not least, the Holy Spirit in our midst, after El Muhammad, the select one. The Father and the Son, that one was prophesied to come in the end, at the time of destruction. Since I double, since I've been in my midst, nigga, for too long, it's time to burn my Babylon. And I know that I'ma be one of the 144 G's to go when the mothership swings low. And for sure, it's controlled by 360. When it come get me, I'ma be 150 so we can lift it. For all you brothers that refuse to choose the way, I line on personal master while it's deep to let you have your day. But in the end, that grin is gonna turn into a sad face as we exit about this place. For all your brothers that wanna come with me on a gorilla cheek, I say you better be an athlete on my heart. A young baby brother man shall wanna be a little while I take rides on the Astro. No things you used to know, but you don't know more because you're sleeping. Peep what I'm speaking, heed the words I'm teaching. After El Muhammad, the select one is Allah, who came in a person, a master while I seek for ride. Muhammad, the second resurrection Lord I speak about. If I wanna see my God, I bounce to my teacher's house. I had a dream that I was on the is out, that's the his out. I had some dank, some drink, and my his oh is about to go. We jumped in my truth out, smashed on the kid's ass, now I'm headed for the spit out. I dropped the his oh is off, found her his out. She kissed me on the cheek, cause I don't kiss freaks and they live out. She told me that she was gonna kiss on me at midnight, so I could get in them drizzles one more time. Time flew as I was kicking her with my crew, drinking head too. On the hill of 7-2, hell I'm not tame, but I don't live a cocaine. I'm not in the dope game, but my mail still stay the same. So then I jumped in the dice game. The first row was 11, the second row was 7, and then I rolled a Sankey spoke. But I picked up my mail, little joke, came through the back door. Now, don't nobody wanna fade me. Beep, beep, beep,
the sign, I clock my freaking papers. I asked my pizza to let me use a scissor. She say she was all alone, her mom and dad wasn't home. I told her that I was gonna call her when I get to the house. I hit the bank and in a drink and said I'm out. I got to the house, I got dressed, threw on my 501, put my t-shirt over my back, and then I buttoned up my Pendleton. I had a vision, thinking about the motherfucking ass in my house. Yeah, little ass, you got something to say before we bounce?
Yeah, next time
we do it,
I'll say it to
our love. You're the first one I've watched before
I'm a homie. Yeah, you know it.
Is a living man. That's what he's saying. The mighty God is a living man. You feel me? That's right. And the person of Master Wallace Steve Faraj Muhammad. You feel me? And like in the Christian church, when they say the Jesus in you is the Jesus in me, well, how are we going to be in you? And what, you not a man? You not a woman? You feel me? So, yeah. Allah God is the mighty. You feel me? I mean, arm, leg, leg, arm, head. You feel me? I'm gonna leave it alone, man. It's too much math for y'all. It's going over your head. But that's what he's saying, man. I just want to say, put God first, your family second, and everything else shall follow. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'll see y'all Wednesday, man. This is the Coach's Corner, man, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand-new music, and more. And no, I do not own all the rights to the music that you heard today inside the Coach's Corner. I hope you appreciate the interview with Trey Cheney from The Wire and Sons and Sinners, and you know, his hip hop music, you know, his Father's Alive, not Father's Alive in the Hood, that's my other partners out of New York, but Father's Day Every Day, his movement, you know what I'm saying, putting that positive spin on the black male, man. So I appreciate him. I appreciate THC Coleon, my partner, Underrated Records, and you know what I'm talking about, who lined that up. Trey told me they got a song together. I didn't even know that. T, why you didn't tell me y'all had a song, bruh? You didn't even say nothing. So, anyway, I'll see y'all Friday. We're going to flash it back. Have a whole lot of fun, man. Y'all be safe. Keep protesting. You know what I'm saying? Don't be marching out there clowning, man. Have your demands. You feel me? We want justice. You know what I'm saying? We don't just want to. We want to see this stuff be eradicated in all police departments all across the United States, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's real. You know what I mean? You need to evaluate what's going on, man, and make it transparent, man. I love everybody. I see y'all Friday, man. You know what it is. I'm your man, Coach Ali. I'm out of here.
The Coach's Corner, a king, kilo, doom, boom, top city, the field, the council, 707, stand up.
Well, in the Coach's Corner, I make you a mourner, and that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the scene to playoffs, do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilo, Doom Coon get more love than free throws. Coach Ali, ball out of respect, Wap City on mine, and we go for the next.
Sit up on the block, on the corner and post, listen to Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilo, still on the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how he plays. Doing kilos in the corner lane with Coach Ali showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.